What happens when you steam tea leaves for 2 minutes after they're picked? You end up with Fukumushi Sencha, a super green, super flavorful Japanese green tea. This is why it's called a deep steam tea. And in this video, we're gonna dive into the world of Fukumushi Sencha and see what makes it different from a normal Japanese green tea. So normally, Japanese green teas are harvested and steamed for between 40 and 80 seconds. As soon as the tea leaves are picked, they will begin to oxidize naturally and eventually turn into a black tea. In order to prevent this process from taking place, heat needs to be applied to the tea leaves in order to deactivate the enzymes that cause oxidation. The steaming process also locks in these more grassy or steamed vegetable notes of the leaf, and this is one of the reasons why Japanese green teas taste unlike any other green tea on Earth. Fukumushi Sencha takes this concept to the extreme. When the tea is steamed for a longer time, the tea leaves start to break down. This allows more of the leaf material to flow into the cup, which is why Fukumushi Sencha has this strong jade green color. Fukumushi Sencha also takes on a smoother flavor, with notes of steamed vegetables and even fruit. Although this tea has a delicious flavor to it, it becomes more sensitive to brewing, and later on in the video, we'll show you exactly how to brew it to get the perfect flavor every time. But first, let's talk about the most remarkable characteristic of Fukumushi Sencha, the color. If you've ever seen a color of these super vibrant green teas, it's likely a Fukumushi Sencha. Regular Sencha teas begin to drift into the greener direction, but they usually tend to be either a shade of yellow or a yellowish green. Fukumushi Sencha, on the other hand, can produce a bright, cloudy green infusion, particularly in the second brewing of the tea. During the production of this deep steam tea, the tea leaves become more brittle, and this is why you'll notice smaller leaf particles in packages of Fukumushi Sencha. This can lead to a more complete extraction, and therefore a cloudy green color. While the color can be a cool novelty, the main selling point of Fukumushi Sencha is its unique flavor. Short steam Sencha can take on a milder, slightly drier flavor, but the Fukumushi Sencha takes it into a bolder direction. The tea has a strong, steamed vegetable flavor, and in some cases, even a fruity flavor profile. Although this taste profile may seem more intense, it actually has less bitterness. This is what made Fukumushi Sencha such an ingenious discovery. Farmers found that they could use this technique to produce larger amounts of green tea that had a delicious flavor. This became important in the 20th century when Japan was cut off from trade with other tea-producing nations, but now Fukumushi Sencha is becoming popular all around the world. It's worth taking some time to break down the three different steaming techniques for Japanese green teas. If the tea is steamed for 20 to 40 seconds, it's considered an asamushi, or short steam tea. If it's steamed for 80 to 200 seconds, it's considered a fukumushi sencha, or deep steam tea. The most common types of sencha are called chumushi sencha, and they lie somewhere in the middle, with a steaming time of between 40 and 80 seconds. While there are other factors that influence the flavors, the steaming times create a spectrum of flavors, from mild and citrusy on the short steam side, to bold and vegetal on the deep steam tea side. Again, the normal steam senchas fall in the middle, with some of these steamed vegetable or spinach flavors you might get from a Fukumushi Sencha, and also more of the fresher, citrusy flavors you get from the short steam Sencha. In addition to producing a difference in the color and the flavor, the deep steaming process also changes the health benefits of Fukumushi Sencha. Because the tea leaves are broken down into smaller leaf particles, more of the tea leaf ends up in your cup. This means that you're getting a larger portion of the nutrients and small amounts of dietary fiber as well. There may also be moderately more caffeine in Fukumushi Sencha because you're consuming more of the leaf. This is a similar concept to matcha or powder tea, where you drink the entire leaf rather than just an infusion. A regular cup of Sencha contains between 40 and 60 milligrams of caffeine per cup, and you should expect Fukumushi Sencha to fall on the higher end of that. The tea still has significantly less caffeine than a cup of coffee, but you should still avoid drinking it if you're sensitive or if it's later in the day. Now let's get to the brewing of the tea. As mentioned before, the deep steaming process creates smaller leaf particles in the Fukumushi Sencha. Smaller leaf particles means larger relative surface area and therefore a faster extraction. For this reason, we recommend to use a shorter brewing time. To brew a normal Sencha, we recommend using 160 degrees Fahrenheit or 70 degrees Celsius and a brewing time of 1 minute. To brew a Fukumushi Sencha, we recommend using the same temperature, but this time you can let the tea leaves brew for just 45 seconds. After the first infusion, you can then reuse the tea leaves for 2 to 3 additional infusions. Just use the same temperature water, but a brewing time of 20 seconds. If you want to try some Fukumushi Sencha for yourself, the two best teas we found after traveling around Japan and meeting with tea farmers are the Fukumushi Yamaga no Sato and the Murasaki Sencha. You can find both of these teas at neoteas.com, and we offer free worldwide shipping. Thank you all so much for watching this video. If you have a question, please feel free to leave them in the comments below. But until then, we'll see you next time.